PRI, Public Radio International.
I played a lot, actually, with Pittsburgh Symphony, and I feel a great honor to come back, particular on this opening gala. But I must say, I particularly really love to work with Maestro Honeck. We know each other from a long time ago, when I was really, really a kid, and then he just started his conducting career in America at that time. We did our first collaboration in 2002 in Chicago, and I felt there's a great uniqueness of the style of making music from Maestro Honeck. He has a very beautiful style. You know, this is something that I think is great for Pittsburgh, because Pittsburgh Symphony has a tremendous tradition and a very unique sound. And now you find a conductor who has a unique style.
He played for billions of people around the world at the opening of the Beijing Olympics. He played for Nobel Prize winners and President Obama, and he played in the rain in eastern China. Now he plays for you at Heinz Hall in Pittsburgh, Lang Lang, the inspiring pianist from China. Lang Lang joins the Pittsburgh Symphony and music director Manfred Honeck to celebrate the Year of the Dragon and open the season in Pittsburgh. He'll play the Franz Liszt Piano Concerto No. 1 for Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. The dragon is termed legendary in the 12-year cycle of animals which appear in the Chinese zodiac. The year of the dragon is associated with the earthly branch symbol. The dragon is the fifth sign in the Chinese horoscope, and it signifies luck. Jim Cunningham, lucky to be with you for a happening at Heinz Hall. We'll hear Giuseppe Verdi, Felix Mendelssohn, his scherzo from A Midsummer Night's Dream, Wagner's Tannhäuser Overture, and Stravinsky's Danse Infernale from The Firebird. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio is made possible by the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony and the listeners of Classical QED 89.3. To begin, it's The Force of Destiny, La Forza del Destino by Giuseppe Verdi, born over 200 years ago in 1813. The libretto for The Force of Destiny by Verdi was written by Piave with inspiration from Friedrich Schiller. It was first performed at the Bolshoi in St. Petersburg, Russia, on the 22nd of November, 1862. Here is Manfred Honeck to conduct the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Music by Giuseppe Verdi, La Forza del Destino. The Force of Destiny, La Forza del Destino, the overture to the opera by Giuseppe Verdi. Manfred Honeck conducted the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. It might seem like bad luck to begin a concert with The Force of Destiny. The opera is said to be cursed. Luciano Pavarotti avoided singing The Force of Destiny for that reason. On the 4th of March 1960 at the Metropolitan Opera, in a performance of La Forza del Destino with Renata Tebaldi and tenor Richard Tucker, the American baritone Leonard Warren was about to launch into the vigorous cabaletta to Don Carlo's Act III aria, which begins with the words, "To die a momentous thing." Rudolf Bing reports that Warren simply went silent and fell face forward to the floor. He remained there motionless and a few minutes later was pronounced dead of a massive cerebral hemorrhage. The rest of the performance was canceled. Leonard Warren was only 48 years old. The Force of Destiny has been good to the Pittsburgh Symphony. Manfred Honeck recorded it for the Exton label. The chairman of the board of the Pittsburgh Symphony, Richard P. Simmons, has brought good fortune to the Pittsburgh Symphony with his devotion to music. In 2006, the former Allegheny Ludlum chairman announced a $29.5 million pledge to the orchestra, the gift contingent on financial stability to be achieved over a number of seasons, including a balanced budget for 3 years after an initial $7.5 million grant. Richard Simmons is the retired chair of Allegheny Ludlum, later Allegheny Technologies in Pittsburgh. Here is Richard Simmons to welcome everyone on this opening night at Heinz Hall.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Year of the Dragon Gala concert. And I promise you it will be a magical evening as well. I'm Dick Simmons, Chairman of the Board of Trustees of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. And on behalf of the entire PSO family, including these wonderful musicians behind me, our marvelous music director, Manfred Honeck, and our guest pianist, Lang Lang. This event officially opens the PSO concert season every year. And before I begin to thank the many individuals who have made tonight happen, I would be remiss if I did not mention the two important family members that we lost in the last few months. Just a few hours after we learned of the death of violinist Linda Fisher, a member of the PSO for 28 years, we were informed of the passing of our principal Pops conductor, the legendary Marvin Hamlisch, who for 17 years guided our PNC Pops series. He was not only a superb composer, but he was also a friend of all of us. So if I may, I would like to ask for a moment of silence for these never to be forgotten members of the PSO family. Thank you. Also, I would like to inform you that we have some special guests here this evening. They are Governor Tom Corbett and First Lady Susan are here. And House Speaker Sam Smith and his wife Donna, and Senate Majority Leader Dominic Pileggi and his wife Diana. Now let me close my remarks with another thank you to all of you for joining us tonight. Please enjoy tonight's festivities. And let me now turn the stage over to Manfred Honeck and our musicians who I said will make this evening a magical evening. Thank you.
Richard P. Simmons, the chairman of the board of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra and retired chair of Allegheny Ludlum and Allegheny Technologies. Richard Simmons, an MIT grad who helped to shape Allegheny Ludlum. The company dates back to its beginnings in the Revolutionary War, supplying cannonballs to the Continental Army. In 1927, Allegheny Ludlum Steel was chosen for New York's Chrysler Building. The next year, it was specified for the Empire State Building. You're listening to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. Our good fortune continues with another favorite from the spirit world, the Scherzo from A Midsummer Night's Dream by Felix Mendelssohn. The Scherzo is a mainstay of both principal and second clarinet auditions. The committee is usually looking for how cleanly one can articulate a fast passage, not how fast one can articulate. You will hear the principal clarinet of the Pittsburgh Symphony, Michael Rusinek. Manfred Honeck conducts the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, the Scherzo, from A Midsummer Night's Dream by Felix Mendelssohn.
Thank you.
The Scherzo from A Midsummer Night's Dream by Felix Mendelssohn. The chattering winds and dancing strings serve as an intermezzo between acts 1 and 2 of Shakespeare's play. The scherzo leads directly into the first melodrama, a passage of text spoken over music. There is a 1999 movie based on the play by William Shakespeare, directed by Michael Hoffman. The cast includes Kevin Kline as Bottom, Michelle Pfeiffer and Rupert Everett as Titania and Oberon, Stanley Tucci as Puck, and Calista Flockhart, Anna Friel, Christian Bale, and Dominic West as the four lovers. Midsummer Night's Dream has been a celluloid favorite. It's been directed at least 4 times, in 1909 with Charles Kent. A Midsummer Night's Dream was directed in 1935 by Max Reinhardt. That movie starred Olivia de Havilland, James Cagney, and Mickey Rooney. There was a 1959 Czech animated production of A Midsummer Night's Dream, which won the Palme d'Or at the Cannes Film Festival, and a 1968 Midsummer Night's Dream, directed by Peter Hall, with Ian Holm as Puck, Judi Dench as Titania, and Helen Mirren and Diana Rigg as stars in the cast. You are not dreaming. You are listening to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. Jim Cunningham with you. Manfred Honeck has Wagner next to mark the bicentennial of his birth in 1813. We'll hear the overture to the opera Tannhäuser. Richard Wagner began writing the music during a vacation in Teplitz in the summer of 1843. He finished the full score on the 13th of April, 1845. Wagner wrote the overture to the opera last. Wagner used 12 German Waldhorns in his instrumentation. He also makes use of the harp, commonplace in French opera. Here is Manfred Honeck to conduct the overture to Tannhäuser by Richard Wagner. The overture to the opera Tannhäuser by Richard Wagner. The Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra was conducted by Manfred Honeck. The music by Wagner based on two German legends of Tannhäuser and the song contest at Wartburg. The story of Tannhäuser centers on the struggle between sacred and profane love and redemption through love, a theme running through much of Richard Wagner's mature work. It's a happy night beginning the season at Heinz Hall with pianist Long Long. He's on the way to play the Liszt Piano Concerto No. 1, and we'll hear Stravinsky's Dance from the Firebird with Manfred Honeck conducting. I'm Jim Cunningham. Take a moment, let me know what you're thinking. Drop me a line. I'd like to send you a souvenir from Pittsburgh. It's the Pittsburgh Symphony Concert Reading Light. It's compact, it'll fit in your wallet, and it will help you read a program in low light. Or perhaps you'll be able to find your keys when you're fumbling at the door in the dark. on a dark and stormy night. You'll also receive the Pittsburgh Symphony Radio Guide, a complete list of concerts in this series with Manfred Honeck's biography and the history of the Pittsburgh Symphony. It's all free right to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15213. You can send email to pso@wqed.org or find us at the website psoradio.org. Don't forget to let me know what station you're listening to. If you missed the address, stay tuned. I'll give it again at the end of this Pittsburgh Symphony Radio broadcast. Check out our website to hear interviews and exclusive performance clips. You can follow the Pittsburgh Symphony to the Kimmel Center in Philadelphia, Carnegie Hall in New York, and on tour in Europe, where the Pittsburgh Symphony had Anne-Sophie Mutter on two tours as a soloist. There's a photo gallery of the Lucerne Festival in Switzerland, where the Pittsburgh played two concerts to celebrate the 75th anniversary of the festival with its theme, Revolution. There's a visit to the Beethoven Festival in Bonn, the Enesco Festival in Bucharest, and the Berlin Festival at the Philharmonie in Berlin. Manfred Honeck and the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra on tour on our website, on demand. James Wilkinson is the president and CEO of the Pittsburgh Symphony, resident conductor Lawrence Lowe, assistant conductor Fauzi Haymore. You're listening to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio from Public Radio International.